For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. In South Central Kentucky and across the nation, there's an increasing demand for truck drivers and medical assistants. A federal program offers paid training in those specialties. Rhonda Miller has this story of one career advisor who has her office wall lined with success stories of people who often arrive in a financial crisis and walk out with a new lease on life.
At her desk in the Kentucky Career Center in Bowling Green, Amy Settles offers a chair to Tim Woodard. He's 6'6", neatly dressed, and ready to go to work.
I just lost my job at Bendix.
I'm sorry.
Woodard, who's 59, was laid off from working on the assembly line at the brake manufacturer.
So you filed for unemployment?
Mm-hmm.
Have you gotten your first check yet?
No.
Or not yet? Okay.
Woodard heard about the training for a commercial driver's license, or CDL. Settles goes over the requirements for paid training through the Federal Workforce Innovation Opportunity Act. She tells Woodard he will probably qualify. She doesn't waste any time getting the required documents about his layoff. She dials the Bendix number and hands the phone to Woodard.
Thank you for calling Bendix Spicer Foundation Break.
2 weeks later, Woodard is back at the Career Center with everything ready for him to start the CDL training at South Central Kentucky Community and Technical College. He says Settles and the rest of the staff made the process go smoothly.
They like family, you know. That's the main thing. Because they care about you. And that means a lot.
Settle says the goal is to help each person get on a career path that's right for them.
I do push them a little bit, but sometimes that's what people need. You know, someone to just give them that push and to encourage them. You know, everyone needs their personal cheerleader, and that's what I say I am. I'm just your personal cheerleader.
She says many people who come in have been through hard times.
I've worked with homeless people, people who need help with recovery from addiction. We help with people on public assistance. We help with folks who are reentry from prison and jails. But open arms. I don't judge.
26-year-old Sarah Threet says Settles helped her get into a paid training program at the Medical Institute of Kentucky.
Amy helped me get all that set up, and then also got reimbursed for my mileage and child care.
Now she has a job as a clinical medical assistant at Western Kentucky Heart and Lung. Amy Settles is part of the Career Team, a workforce services company contracted by the South Central Workforce Development Board that covers 10 counties. Since July 2018, the Career Team has helped 160 people get into paid training programs. That includes 42 in the clinical medical assistant training at WKU and the Medical Institute of Kentucky. In addition, 10 people were trained in phlebotomy and 4 as pharmacy technicians through WKU, and 104 have been through the CDL training. One of those is 30-year-old Kelly Sanders, who got a job at Charles DeWeese Construction in Franklin, Kentucky, the day after she completed the CDL program. At 4:30 on a Thursday afternoon, Sanders has parked her truck after a workday that began at 5:30 in the morning. Sanders is 5'5", wearing a yellow neon shirt, with her blonde hair in a braid. Before this, she had another career.
I was working for myself, renting a booth, doing hair. I'm a master cosmetologist. It was just too unstable for me. I had to keep 2 or 3 jobs just to make ends meet.
She was $2,000 behind in her rent. A friend told her about the CDL program, so she went to find out about it.
Amy came out and met me, Amy Settles from the Career Center. So when I talked to Amy, I was literally in tears. You could tell she just felt for me, and we sit there and talked, and I could not have been around a better person. You know, we were meant to meet that day.
Soon after she began driving a truck a year ago, Sanders paid the $2,000 she owed for back rent. Then she got a bigger apartment.
And so how do you like truck driving?
I love it. I love it. You feel free. You're just on the road all day. It's independent.
And on some days when she's not behind the wheel of a truck, she sees clients at the hair salon. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.